Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Crowd goes wild. Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right, first dates. They can be awkward. They can be a lot of things. I will say this, though. Generally, the head chef's plan, like, I think a first date is usually a cup of cocktails or a cup of coffee and kind of... Does that count, or is that just meeting up for the first time?
I mean, look, why don't we say your first dinner out? Right, because you're at first date a lot of times. I'm at the bar. You know, you have cocktails. Yeah. You may or may not eat, but it's about the drinks. Loosen things up.
Right. See if you can, if you want to spend...
Sit down at a meal with you.
Correct. For an hour or so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right, because having a meeting up for drinks or coffee, simple. You can get in, get out. Yeah. Mm. Right, if you're like, oh, this is actually fun, I want to take you out to dinner. Like, all right.
Because if you want to go to a movie, you just want to sit there and not talk to him for 2 hours.
Yeah, save that for marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we'll go somewhere together, then we won't talk. That's a brilliant play. We'll sit in a dark room and not speak to each other.
Yeah. The only thing worse than that is being like, hey, you want to go to a restaurant and get dinner? No. Let's pack it up and go sit in grass.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Men hate picnics. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
That's all. It's boring.
If you want me to sit on the beach and drink beer, cool.
Right.
All right.
Plus, who's got a picnic basket on the ready?
To me, that's a red flag. Like, wait, you have a basket.
I'm willing to bet $20 there's a picnic basket somewhere in your home, Thurl.
We're married. We have children. I'm okay with that.
All right.
I don't know where it is if you do, and you're probably right.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's different. Like, wait, you're single. You still have a picnic. I'm thinking grocery bags. You have a basket.
Well, I think it also tells a story. The wicker picnic basket says that you brought a bottle of wine or you bought a bottle of champagne. There are glasses on the top. Now, if you bring that, you know, that nice insulated cooler, I know you got a six-pack.
The cooler speaks to my language, right?
It's a completely different message you're sending. If you got the one you throw over your shoulder, you know what I mean, the thermal job, whatever, cruising in, you got a six-pack of Rainier, something like that. But the basket says, we're having wine. To me, that sucks.
And food you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
It really does.
My cheese, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I do, but I don't call that a meal. It's like I'm just sitting outside eating cheese. What the hell are we doing?
Suck, right.
Hey, you got to push yourself to the limits. You eat that cheese. So a new survey asked people what foods were best to order on a first date and what were the worst. Now, again, this list is kind of weird, right? So the number one pizza, they said, Jesus. The number one food they said for a first date, Thurl, can you guess?
I'm going to say pizza.
Pizza! Damn, he's good.
You know what? Because it's a shareable thing if you order the whole one.
Right.
It's kind of a finger food. It's not so messy that you look disgusting. And more than likely, you meet very few people that don't like pizza. You might not like certain kind, but like if you say I don't like pizza, like, well, we can't date.
Yeah.
You make no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Get out of my home. So these are the ones they're saying are the best. So they said pizza followed by burgers.
Okay. I mean, it's casual, you know.
Yeah, I feel like if you're getting a burger, I will say this. Pizza and burgers both, though, in the last, 15 years have really done a change. Like, to me, pizzas were always... There was, like, delivery pizza. You might have had a local pizza spot.
Right.
But pizzas were always relatively the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's, like, fancy high-end pizza and this and that.
Also known as the ones you don't want to eat. Really? Artichoke and goat cheese? That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I get into some of them. But again,
I'm not saying they're the worst thing, but like you ordered an entire pizza. Like to me, artichoke and goat cheese and all that, like that's fine. Make that like a small flatbread appetizer. Like you just ordered a 15-inch pizza and those are the toppings.
Yeah, it's a good
Come
point.
On.
Mm-hmm. After that, they said salad. Now, see, that's the other thing, too. You got to remember, if this is a first date, first time going out to dinner, everybody's not going to be super comfortable ordering what they normally would. So I feel like salads would show up on this list a lot.
Yeah, but is that your meal?
Sure. Well, you know, that's when you get a salad that's kind of masquerading as a salad.
So like a wedge salad. Basically, yeah. It's blue cheese and bacon with lettuce somewhere awesome. In
there. Or you just get like a Caesar salad with chicken in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Still delicious.
All right,
or like, what's the favorite one I love? That gyro salad, which I'm pretty.
Yeah.
Right, it's like, yeah, I just want the crunch of the lettuce and some onion in there and some cucumbers. But basically, I should have just got the gyro.
Yeah, get a gyro. They do all of that and then wrap it for you.
After that, they said steak. But I feel like we're trying to impress now, which I like it.
Clearly, you're trying to impress.
Correct. After that,
you're hungry. That's what you want.
They said ice cream. Now, I feel like if you get to the point where we're going out for ice cream afterwards and you care about, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's a good sign.
But to me, ice cream, if you really like each other, I don't know why, but I feel like ice cream, you will get ice cream after dinner, but you go somewhere else to get it.
Correct.
Right? Even if they offered it at the restaurant, like, yeah, I'm going to Hotcakes or something like that.
I mean, honestly. Like, it's to me, if I'm ordering dessert, I'm at the same place, then I'm probably at a steakhouse that has, like...
Very true.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like...
What's better, to get the dessert at the restaurant where you ate dinner and just extend the conversation so you could have another beverage? Or
nice move.
Leave the place, you know what I mean, and then drive, stand in a line, bunch of crazy kids... So you can get like an ice cream cone that's organic. See, to me, I mean, you know, unless you're just like a close Baskin Robbins or something, you know. Like,
yeah, but Thorpe brings up a good point.
The restaurant.
Like with hotcakes and stuff, that place is so good. And those giant cookies. Like,
but I have to really like
you.
Because it ain't cheap. It is very good. The line's long. And there's a reason the line is long. There's a reason it's not cheap. It's worth it.
See,
but I have to really like you.
To me, those places are one or the other. Like, you might order in a pizza at night, you know what I mean? And just kind of hang out, you're watching TV or whatever.
Sure.
So, like, we should go get some ice cream. You know, one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
You won't go
not
out for both.
Not both in the same night. No, not both in the same night. You get one, you get the other.
Well, I'm just wrapping
up getting dessert in the restaurant.
Yeah. You're right. For some reason, like, if it's not high-end, I don't feel like I eat dessert. Like, I would almost always go somewhere else. But you're right, a steakhouse or like a fancy Italian joint, I'm always going to be like, oh, we should get dessert here. They have tiramisu.
With the exception of Cheesecake Factory.
Well, based on what the food is, I'd rather go big early because I like appetizers more than I like desserts. So
true.
I'd rather sit there and have like an appetizer or two and eat more than do it on the backside.
Let's see. Again, these are the top 10 best foods to order on a first date. They say a roast dinner.
A roast dinner?
Sure. A little pot roast, some potatoes.
It just seems so heavy to me.
Well, we don't know what he looks like or what she looks like. Maybe they meet up, it's their first date, and they go, you know what? I really love pot roast. And he's like, you son of a... Or, you know what? I'm in.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for someone with an appetite, that's a test.
All right. Next on the list, lasagna.
Okay. I mean...
Lasagna is great. Well, just a dish I do not order out much.
It's just too, again, I love lasagna, make no mistake, but it's such a heavy dish. Look, anyone going on a date, at least I can speak for all men, we're hoping to get laid at the end of it.
Yeah.
That lasagna is too heavy. You know, because now you're all
lasagna is something you try to make it like after you've been dating for a while to impress her and have her come over for dinner.
Right.
Like to me, that's what you make.
It's a little,
if things go well.
It's a little messy for a first date. You know what I mean? You're carving into it with your fork or maybe even a knife, and it's spilling its guts all over the plate and whatnot. It's just a mess.
It's okay if the spillage is on the plate. When it ends up on your face, that's when things are not going to go your way.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel safer.
Machiavelli.
I feel safer eating lasagna in my mouth than, like, getting pizza sauce all over my face for pizza.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, next on the list, you'll like this, Miles, chicken wings.
Ah, see, now I know if you're going to pick the bone clean or not.
Yeah, I've done wings.
And I'm telling you, like, I have a real problem with that. If you put the thing down and I see a big chunk of meat on there, I'm like, dude, finish the wing. Because like when my kids would do that, I would finish those. You know what I'm saying?
But
again,
you didn't do that. I'm taking the rest of that.
I think it's different with family. Like, this is your first date with her. Like, sure, I'll make out with her later. But I'm not
trying to eat your food.
I try to eat her bones.
No. Can I have your crust?
Next on the list, stir fry. Which, that sounds fun. Everybody likes a stir fry.
I feel like you're having a good time, yeah.
And then last on the list, a chocolate brownie. These were the best foods.
Okay.
Now, here's foods they said to avoid on a first date. Corn on a cob. That's not going to look sexy.
It depends how she eats it.
All right.
Curry. Which,
well, come on. Yeah.
Then the rest of it is basically sushi or ribs. So you can't have ribs, but I could sit there and eat wings.
I think just because ribs are so much bigger, I don't know. You're right. The mess is the same.
Yeah.
It's on your fingers. It's on the side of your mouth, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Did you say sushi?
No, but sushi's on there. Sushi's on there, crabs on there, lobster, prawns, and oysters.
What?
I think sushi's a great date.
It does not make a mess. It's eating it as much as you want, right? I mean, it's... Yeah, I don't get that one, man.
And you don't, right, and you don't, like, you might be hungry later, but you're not going to feel over full.
No, you still have sex and go and get that ice cream later.
And oysters.
And I think if the date goes really well, you get the chocolate chip cookie that they freshly bake in the skillet with a scoop of ice cream on top, and you split it.
Oh, yeah.
Where is this sushi joint?
I don't know. It's not at that place.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.